You're listening to NewsRamp Legal. Today is Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Real Stories, AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. MacArthur Law Firm shares vision for the future of legal representation in Macon. MacArthur Law Firm in Macon is reaffirming its commitment to client-focused legal representation, emphasizing trust, accessibility, and personalized service. With a focus on strong attorney-client relationships and open communication, the firm aims to provide support to individuals facing legal challenges. Led by Catherine L. MacArthur, the practice combines decades of experience with modern client communication to remain a trusted resource for injured individuals and families in Georgia. Virginia Lawyers Weekly honors Marks Harrison as a 2026 Legacy Law Firm. Virginia Lawyers Weekly has honored Marks and Harrison as a 2026 Legacy Law Firm. Recognized for serving clients for over 115 years, the firm's dedication to personal injury cases has earned it a spot in the In the Lead Legacy Law Firms feature. With 34 attorneys across 14 offices in Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., Marks & Harrison continues to provide strong legal advocacy and community support. Sell My Structured Settlement for Cash launches nationwide education and quote platform backed by A-plus funding partner. Sell My Structured Settlement for Cash launches a nationwide education and quote platform for those considering selling structured settlement, annuity, or lottery payments. The platform offers over 60 guides on the court approval process, discount rates, taxes, and alternatives to selling, along with state-specific information. Backed by A-plus funding partner GenX Capital, the platform provides transparent information and a price match promise for payment holders looking to sell future payments.
New Florida law makes stricter penalties for repeat domestic violence. A new Florida law taking effect July 1st changes how the state handles domestic violence cases. House Bill 277 increases penalties for repeat offenders, raises financial assistance for victims, and introduces a pilot program for electronic monitoring. Offenders on probation must now adhere to monitoring terms with violations leading to separate charges. Contact Steck Law Criminal Defense for guidance on these changes. Driving without a license carries new weight under Florida law. A new Florida law effective July 1st now counts driving without a valid license toward habitual traffic offender status. House Bill 35 adds this offense to the list under Florida Statute Section 322.264. Offenders face a 5-year driving privilege revocation for reaching this status. Tampa Steck Law Criminal Defense advises drivers to grasp the implications before the law takes effect.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.